Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Whoa.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio.
Here
can't be beat, the clash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Peace and greetings to you, and welcome to the remix. I want to go ahead and give out the call-in number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and also let you know the chat room is open. So if you want to go ahead and get yourself over and come on over and join us in the chat room, you certainly can do that. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and come on in. The chat room is open. The remix family is in the house and sure to make you feel very welcome and right at home. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. So good to have you guys in the forum tonight, joining me here live tonight in the room in the remix. Tonight we're going to be talking about boot camp for the spirit, and we're actually going to be going on a spirit quest tonight, a very powerful spirit quest as well. So peace and greetings to you guys, and it's so good to have you in the house tonight to see everyone here. And if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome as a guest. And if you're a guest and you're joining us, whether you're seen or unseen, all you have to do if you want to come on over and chat with us is click the link at the very bottom. Tell us who you are. Sign up. Come on in. And the Remix family is sure to make you feel welcome at home. Wow. A lot of stuff is going on. A whole lot of stuff is going on, you guys, and I want to talk about that. I want to talk about some of these things that are going on. I want to kind of give you some updates because I got some juicy juice. I got some good stuff for the Remix family tonight. I got some good news for you guys. I got a lot of good news for you guys that we're going to be talking about throughout this show, and I am just super, super excited. Anytime that I have an opportunity to share, to give, for us to learn, for us to grow, to work together, that is just like the most sexiest shit in the world to me. Like, that is the coolest shit in the world, is for us to be able to come together, work together, and to do things together. I love that. I love that so much. And so this is going to be an opportunity for us to do this in a very, very big way. So I am just so glad you guys are here with me tonight. I see a lot of you on the phone line. I want to remind you, if you're calling in from an international country and you want to call in, it's a couple ways you can call in. One, just dial the U.S. country code, and then after you dial the U.S. country code, then dial 646-52-711. That's going to get you locked in. You can also use Skype as well, and, you know, it's real easy to Skype in. Don't Skype me. Skype into the show. Come on over to the next page, and that's how you get yourself Skyped in. And, yeah, that's how you're going to get yourself Skyped in. Okay, I want to make sure that you guys can hear me. So let's check that and make sure that you can hear me. And you can hear me nice and clear. Okay, all right. So we're going to work through this. A lot of energy going on in the cosmos. A lot of things. I see everybody in chat, the hearts throwing up love. And it is so good to just have the Remix family here in the house. Beautiful energy, beautiful love. I'll also be taking your calls tonight, so we'll be doing that as well. So we got a lot of things that we'll be covering here in the Remix tonight and doing it in a big way. So let's talk about announcements. Let's talk about announcements. One of the announcements that I definitely want to bring to your attention, of course, I don't know where you are on the planet. I don't know where you've been. If you don't know, that a very special time is coming up. And that special time that's coming up is, okay, all right, is Mother's Day on Sunday. Of course, we know a mother's love for anyone should be celebrated every single day. We shouldn't certainly wait for Mother's Day, but there is very special energy on the planet if we decide to wait for Mother's Day to show that extra little love. So give the mommies out there that extra love, all of the sisters out there across the world, give them that extra love for Mother's Day. That's going to be so special for them and for you. So that's happening on Sunday, but I wanted to put that out, as well as tonight is Friday night, and it happens on Friday night. We start to get the orders ready so that they can get ready for the Kingdom Deck. For those of you who don't know what the Know Your Magic Oracle deck is, I want you to check out the show notes because everything is there, as well as also the notes for you if you're interested in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. So two amazing things to get you tapped into your magic in a very big way. So we're going to be listening to some music, listening to some Baby Blue, and then we're going to get right into the share, you guys, bootcamp for the spirit night. What can I say? I do want to share some good news. Okay, because I can't hold it any longer. And first, let's give some shout-outs. Shout-outs to you for being here. Welcome to the Mix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and just super excited to be here. But shout-out, this just came in today, fresh off press, fresh off block. Get the news here. You get first. It's been a long time coming. Oh, has it been a long time coming? But it is here. And I am super, super proud. For all of you who have iPhones, iTunes, iPod, I supported devices. Guess what? The Remix app for iTunes is available. It is ready. You can go to iTunes Market and you can download it and you put it on your phone right now. That is your gift from us. The Remix to everyone out there, all 2 million of you. Much love out to Brother Chris, because I had many different developers work on this. And they just could not bring it, manifest it. But together with this Brother Chris, me and him have been working on this. And he has been diligent about making sure. So really want to say some love. If you guys have iPods, if you have iTunes, if you have any of that, I want you to definitely, definitely, definitely go to the iTunes. If you have a Mac, you have anything that supports iTunes and you can get things from the App Store, I want you to download the Remix app because that's going to show love to that brother. It is a gift to you. So we ask that you use it. It works pretty much like the Android iTunes, the Android app that we have on the Android market. That was a gift to you guys as well. For those of you who have smartphones and Android phones, you can get the Remix app that way. But now it's available for iPhones, iPods, and it's in the iTunes library. It's there. Of course, we know the Remix is there, but everything is housed in one location. So Twitter, Facebook, the Remix Facebook page, you can send an email directly from the app directly to me. You could go straight to the show, see exactly what's there. You don't even have to have a Twitter account, but you can see all of my tweets, see everything that's going on with the Remix. It keeps you locked understand, locked into your magic at the highest level. So I want to invite you guys out there to just go get that app, download it on your phone. It is the coolest shit going. It is the hottest thing out there, and it is a gift to you. Nothing is required other than just all of your energy and thought and love of just taking it. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Wow. So we're going to get some international shots out. I'm going to bring Esther on so that she can do the international shots out tonight. Let me go find Esther. Peace and greetings to you, Esther.
Peace, Miss Blue. Peace, Remix family.
Hey, Esther, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I'm good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go through these international shout-outs. We got people all over the place tonight. I was kind of surprised when I saw this list. Sending much love out to Afghanistan. Afghanistan is checking in tonight. Australia, Austria, Bangladesh, Barbados, Belgium, Bhutan, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada always representing, Cape Verde, Chile, yeah. China. China's in the house tonight. Colombia, Denmark, Egypt, Estonia, France, Germany's in the house tonight, Ghana, Greece, India's checking in, Italy, of course, Jamaica. Jamaica's always representing. Kenya's in the house tonight. Lithuania, Malaysia, Mozambique is checking in again. Nepal, the Netherlands, Nigeria, the Philippines, like, wow. Yeah. Qatar, Saudi Arabia is checking in tonight. Singapore is checking in. South Africa's here. Spain, Suriname's here. Thailand's here. The Bahamas, Trinidad and Tobago is always checking in. Tunisia, Turkey, and, of course, the UK, and then everyone here domestic in the States, just sending out much love to all of you.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for that, Esther. Well, we have a packed house tonight.
Yes,
and,
we do.
We know why.
Yes, we do.
They're here, and we're certainly glad. A lot of new listeners listening. I got your emails today letting me know that you're listening from all over the world, and we definitely are so honored by that as well. And if this is your first time, I guess we can introduce ourselves. My name is Blue, and I'm host here on the Remix. And
this is Esther, everyone. Welcome to the Remix.
Yes. And Esther, also a host here on the Remix as well. We are super excited to have you guys here and to be able to bring you into this world. So we're going to be doing boot camp for Thursday, which is really, really cool. It's some stuff that we love woo-woo. A lot of powerful things happen there, and we're going to get a chance to get into that.
Yeah.
A lot of energy going on. What can I say? Let me comment out. Let me bring this shit down. All right. Well, thank you so much, Esther, for giving those international shots out.
And
glad to have you in the house tonight. Okay, you guys. Well, okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and we're going to get right into the show. We got some work tonight. We're going to talk about the meeting. We're going to do a little bit of that. Listen to some Baby Blue, and we're going to get right into the share.
La 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 la, the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, and that is so true. If nothing else moves you, life will. So, get up, wherever you are, I want you to get up. I know you've probably been down for a while today or maybe this evening, but I want you to get up. I want you to stand up. That's right. You on the couch. You over there sitting at the dining room table eating them chips. Get on up. You over there laying on the couch, laying in the bed. I want you to get up. You sitting on the floor. Go ahead and get up. I know you got the babies there too. Get the babies up too. Everybody stand up. We're going to jump this. This is a song very close to my heart, and it's going to speak a lot about boot camp for the soul. So you're live in the remix, everyone, with me, your host, Miss Boo, and, of course, all of you. So let's stand for this, and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone, there you go. Pops and the Staple Singers, and I'll Take You There. One of my Save Me songs, one of those songs that really just reach down into your spirit. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about tonight in a very big way, the boot camp for the spirit. This is what we're going to be talking about tonight. I want to kind of bring you in because I have a couple of announcements, and I want us to talk about that and then dive even further into the share tonight. Tonight's show is titled Boot Camp for the Spirit because this truly is going to be a boot camp for your spirit. And really, that's the part of you that I'm speaking to tonight. I want to kind of give some announcements. I'm super excited. Can you jump up and down, kick off your shoes, cross your legs, and smile with me when I say I am super excited to have the Remix app available on the iTunes market. And it's something that I give you as a listener, as being a part of the magic that we make every single week on the Remix, you guys showing up and showing out, all 2 million of you from all over the globe that download, that listen, that email, that connect, that support, that loves, that we grow together, we learn together, and we're all here together, and it's such an amazing thing. So that's a big gift from us to you, and I'm super excited about that. The other thing that I want to tell you is that, of course, you guys know that I lead the priestesshood, and I want to give a big shout out to all the sisters who are in the priestesshood because they are some of the most amazing women that walk this planet. They come from all backgrounds, all walks of life, everywhere from the UK to Morocco to Canada to the US and all parts around, and they are extraordinary. And they understand that a big part of their work, like I understand a big part of my work here on the planet, is to help heal, is to help love, is to help enlighten, and to really share their knowledge and everything that they have as well, and to bring that insight to all people. Well, they're going to be finishing with the priesthood. And of course we know you never finish the priesthood. Once you're in the priesthood, it's kind of like joining the mob. You never get out. You're always in. We will ever stay connected. It has been an honor for these women, these ladies, these priestesses to sit with me and for us to be able to build together, learn together. And they've done some badass work, and every single one of them. Well, there's going to be a celebration for them coming up this month, but many of you, thousands of you, hundreds of you have been emailing me, asking me, Miss Blue, when can I get a reading by the priestess? Miss Blue, when is the priestess going to be ready to get a reading? One thing about it, the priestess were ready to give you a reading before they even joined the priestesshood. I want you to understand that, that these sisters were ready to do that. This was not about me initiating them into anything. This was something that they had already made this decision thousands of years ago. This was already done. It was already worked out. It was already here, and it was already good to go. So this was really about coming together. They are very serious about their craft. You guys know, those of you who have reads from me up until this time, I've done, I don't know, 30,000, so many of them at this particular time. So I want you to understand that they're going to be ready and they will be doing reading. So many of you have done readings. Okay, I want to make sure you guys can hear me. Okay, real choppy, huh? All right, well, we're going to work this out. There's just a lot of energy going on tonight, and we want to make sure that we get to go with it. And I know we are. I know we are. I know we're good, though. So, yeah. Okay, let's see. All right, so now... Oh, my goodness. Is that better? Can you guys hear? Let's do a sound check there. I think you guys can hear me better now. Still breaking up. Okay. All right. So the wonderful thing is that they'll be ready to do readings soon. And so I know a lot of you have emailed me about getting a reading from the priestess. You can email me a question for Blue, and we are going to be comprising a list so you can know their particular skill set. You can know where their love is for helping and just giving back to the people and just where their magic lies. They'll be sending you that information out. That's one. So I wanted to put that out, and hopefully you guys can hear me on that. All right. Oh, gosh. All right, so we're going to keep going. We're just going to keep going and just keep moving through this. The other thing that we're going to be talking about tonight is we're going to be doing a quest tonight. And spirit quests are, you know, they're kind of magical in a sense. And, you know, very, very magical in so many different ways. I want you to, if you didn't get a chance to call the note of magic before we close out time, I want you to do that. Because one of the things I want you to know is that, let's see here. Okay. I think I know what it is. Yeah. Okay. I need to check something, guys, here. We're going to listen to this music, and I'm going to come right back, and we're going to see if we can put this together here. All right? So we're going to listen to some music. Listen to this music. Let's see here. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Yeah. This is how we know it's some powerful stuff going down. It's going down. Just some powerful stuff happening right now. All right. Let's see. Stay with me. On the poplar
Mary.
All right, everyone. All right, of course, you know, nothing like a little bit Kanye to clear the airways there and just kind of feel that, because this is kind of where we are. It is some strange things going on, but some good strange things going on. And tonight, Boot Camp for Spirit, I think we're getting a taste of it right now. But no worries, we can always know that when there is a little bit of distortion going on, where there is a little bit of resistance going on, we also know Matt lies there as well. So peace and greetings and welcome to the Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, is Blue. And, we're going to clear the airways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to clear the airways here tonight. But one of the things that we're going to be doing tonight, we're actually going to be doing a spirit quest, and I want you to kind of get yourself ready for that. Really kind of get yourself in the position for the spirit quest as well, so that we can get ready to take this journey here. Some things that I want us to talk about, and what we were talking about before, is that the priestess are ready to unleash their work on the planet. They're ready to show everyone that they're here, and they've been ready. So all of those emails that you guys have been sending, requesting for readings, the priestess will be doing those readings, and they will be letting you know that where their passion is, where their love is, and what their work is about coming back to the planet, because each one of them, even though they're all magical sisters in their own right, they all have their own special little unique niche of the planet that they are tackling at this particular time. I guess that's the best way to say it, that they have their own particular area. So when you start to send the request to me, I will comprise a list, and this will be out sometime during this month, and you will get the list of all of the sisters, their expertise, what type of readings they do, where they're at, and how to contact them and to get in touch with them, set up a reading. I do want to warn you, you want to get on it fast. You want to get on it fast, because they've been in high demand for quite some time now, for over a year. And so that's the other announcement that I'm super excited. It's always beautiful when you can share what you do and share it with others who have the same passion, the same love as you, and really are at that same level of commitment. So I'm super excited about that. I wanted to talk to you about that. I have another surprise, but I'm going to hold that till a little later in the show to share with everybody, because I really want us to get into this serious work we're going to be doing here tonight. I want to talk about what's going on in Nigeria, and I want to talk about the girls who've been kidnapped in Nigeria. And the first thing that I want to say to you is that I'm simply not interested in talking about the political aspect of it. I'm not interested in that. I have no interest in that area or any kind of concern. My concern, my whole love, my whole passion goes out to these girls and their family, and everyone that's involved in this situation. This is close to me, to my heart, for many reasons. This reason, I will let you know why we're talking about this tonight on the show. It's because two of the girls contacted me, and they contacted me right when this jumped off. And it was really kind of a really heartfelt moment for me, because many of you know my story. And so I have a very, not just a spiritual connection with these girls as a human being, as a spiritual being, but I also have a life path and a soul connection with these girls, because I've been kidnapped twice in my life as well. So for those of you who don't understand what it feels like to be kidnapped, I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to be kidnapped, because I was kidnapped when I was a very young girl, around the age of 7. And I was kidnapped again when I was about 13 or 14 years old. Once it happened in the United States, and once outside of the country. So I know the feeling. And I know what it's like to be in a place and hoping that there's someone out there trying to come get you, to come back, to come get you, to come look for you. I know what it feels like because that was the first time that I experienced an out-of-body experience, was when I was kidnapped the first time. Literally, I left my body. And so I've been getting reports from people all over the country, all over the planet, that have been having dreams. And even though a lot of them have not equated the dreams, these are brothers and sisters that dreams and little girls being in their dreams. These dreams are these little girls. I certainly know two of them contact me. That's one of the reasons they asked me to help sense energy out, put the energy on the planet that could be returned home, that they could come safe. So that's what we're going to be doing here tonight. As you know, had an opportunity to speak with some brothers who actually had a chance to go over there. They're from Liberia. And they went there actually to see what they can do to help. I don't want you to be distracted by what you see in the media, okay? Because we've always known that that has never been a clear picture. It's never been a clear story. It's never been a clear place for us to be able to communicate and to get our information and our sources. Because we're living in a time that a lot of messages come, and they are divine messages. They're coming through dreams. They're coming through visions. They're coming through word of mouth, and they're coming from very unexpected places. They're coming from our children. They're coming from sources like this, the Remix Radio. They're coming from people, yourselves, who brothers and sisters who do your work. They're coming from places like this. One of the things that I want you to understand is that this whole situation that is dealing with these girls, this is something that if we are to even begin to get an understanding, we have to go back all the way back to 2003, 2004. And like I said, my position here tonight is really that these girls are being used as a pawn. So we want to open it up so everyone can operate in their own free will. Absolutely operate in their own free will. Their own free will. It's a lot of things that are going on, and I see someone is mentioning about the airplane that crashed. We already did that story. We put that out. We put that out way before the media put that out on the Remix about what happened. But our hearts still goes out to all of those family members that are out there, you see. And one of the things that I want you to understand about the situation, like I said, these girls are being used as a pawn. And that's my only focus. I'm not interested in the political side of this. I'm not interested in any of that shit. I'm not interested in the countries that are coming together. I don't even want to talk about that because all of that is a distraction. Because we're wasting time. We're wasting time trying to figure out who the good guys is and who the bad guys is. Let me tell you something. As a child who's been kidnapped, I don't give a damn about any of that. I don't care. I don't care if you're the good guy. I don't care if you're the bad guy. I don't care about any of that. And neither do these girls. So we're going to stay focused here tonight. And we're going to get down. We're going to get down to something that is our birthright. It is something that every single spiritual being that is walking on this planet has the ability to do. So why are we doing this show? Because we don't get involved in that. We know how to see above that. We know how to see above the clouds. We know how to go through the dark visions. We know how to step into the light. We know how to own this. We know how to do that. As people raised our consciousness and our frequency, we know how to do this. So we're here tonight because two of the girls came to me and they asked me for help, much like many shows in the past. And many of you who know a lot of my history, I have a lot of history when it comes to dealing with finding missing people. In fact, Saving Our Children, I launched their radio show for them. And we found children that had been missing 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. Children who were now grown, who their families had never gave up hope, never gave up listening for, look for them. Never, ever recognized that that was part of my induction into my work. And me as a child once in my life being missing and having someone look for me, I understand what that process is. I understand what that is. So Saving Our Children was something, a beautiful show. The sister, Guy Tan, hosted the show, and also the sister, I can't think of her name, Janice, the sister Janice, who was founder of Saving Our Children. And still many of our children missing. So we're going to set this out. We are doing this for the girls who are missing in Nigeria at this time. The light is going to be shined on all children who are missing, because unfortunately we have children right now that are missing, but they're not. We have a lot of children living with their mothers who fathers never came looking for them, who fathers are not looking for them, who are not searching for them. We have a lot of children who are living with their fathers, who mothers are not looking for them, are not trying to find them. Those are missing children too. So let's make sure that we are really looking at this through our spiritual eyes and not just our human eyes, because that's too simple. Just cut the television if you want to see that view. If you want to get that understanding, you want to trust those sources, cut on the television. But you won't find that here. The other reason that we're doing this show is because I want us to have divine proof. Because like I said, the priestess have already been to visit the girls. We've already been visit the girls, and I visit the girls much earlier once this started and have been doing our work. And you are seeing a lot of this manifestation of the result of this work showing up now in the media and in the planet. See, everything that is done in the dark does not have to come light from the same person. So this ain't about bragging rights. It's about getting down and getting into the boot camp and understand what spiritual work is truly about on all fronts. Because we're coming to a time that we need to know how to do this spiritual work no matter where we are. If we are in the middle of Africa, if we are on the mountains of Japan, if we are in the hills of Brazil, if we are down in the depths of Peru, if we are walking the streets in Brooklyn, New York, we need to be able to communicate with ourselves in our people. We need to be able to move this past the physical and connect with whoever, wherever that's on this planet and beyond in a spiritual way. So it's time to stop talking about that this is possible. A lot of us, and if you're here, I know you know it's possible. But we've proved it time and time again. We've proved it. And tonight is no different. It's no different than the brother out of Louisiana, who's actually a brother to Brother Bilal, when his niece was missing, and we did the show, and we played Turn on the Lights, and while we were doing the show, the young lady that was missing, that many people had given up on, that many people said, do not go find, was found, and she was found alive. And I know that we played a very big part in that. And there's many other cases I can give you that when working Saving Our Children and working with many other groups and working with other people. So it's many of us out here doing this work, and we are doing it in such a big way. Nancy Lockhart is also very instrumental in helping with this search when it comes to our missing. But tonight is about that communication. It's about understanding our spiritual connection is beyond this physical world. It is beyond here. And we can connect no matter where we are in the world, in the planet, in the cosmos, in the universe, in the Milky Way, we can connect. And the third reason, I'm not going to lie to you. It's personal. It's very personal for me because I've been kidnapped twice. So I understand. I understand. I understand what it feels like. And so tonight, we're going to be taking a road trip. A very big road trip. We're going to take a road trip, and we take a lot of damn folks with us. We showing up, and we showing out on this road trip. It's a big road trip. So get yourselves ready, because we're going to take this road trip. And after we take the road trip, I want you to get on the phone lines. I see many of you are there. You've already had your hand pressed one, but we are taking a road trip, and we want to hear from those who have taken the road trip. Yeah. So, yes, we're going to take a road trip tonight, and we're going to send this message out all across the globe, all across the blue planet. And, yeah, and anybody can go. So let's get ready to go. Yeah, let's go ahead and get ready to go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get ready to go. Mm-hmm. We're going to get ready to go. That's right. We're going to get ready to go. I know you're ready. I know you're ready. So here we go, here we go, here we go. All right. Let's get ready to begin the journey. I want you to sit up nice and straight with your feet planted flat on the ground and just comfortable, making sure your back is nice and straight. That's it. We're going to get ready to start this spirit quest, and I'll be leading you, of course, Miss Blue. I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out nice and slow. Just some deep breaths, just to kind of get you in a nice, comfortable, and relaxed position. That's it. So a nice breath in and out. Excellent. That's it. Keep breathing in and out. That's going to just kind of get you nice and relaxed. You can leave your eyes open or you can keep them closed. This is a spirit quest, so it will not put you to sleep, and you can be fully awake while you're doing it. So how cool is that? The next thing that I want to tell you about the journey, about the mission we're about to take now, is that I'm going to be guiding you in the mission, but you won't be going alone. In fact, there will be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people going with you. So isn't that cool? But we're going on a very special mission. And this mission that we're going on, we're going to be traveling to the continent of Africa. And some of you may be in that continent right now. But it doesn't matter where in the world you are. So whether you're in the West, or any place else on the planet, you can take this journey with us. We're going to be going to the continent of Africa, and specifically, we will be traveling to the country of Nigeria. And yes, you guessed it, we are going to Nigeria for a very special mission. This mission is really to go there to make contact with the girls. Over 200 of them, close to 300, that have been taken, that have been kidnapped. But we're not just going for the girls, but we're also going to be speaking with the brothers who have taken them, those individuals as well. So the mission here is large, but I know you're up for the challenge, because I am. Now, you won't be completely in the dark when you get there, because there has been others who've taken this trip already. And so myself and the other priestess, when this first kicked off, we have been working. We've already been there. And we've already spoken with the girls. And so we've been doing a lot of work in the dark that now you're seeing come to light. And so now it's your opportunity to travel there with us. And so the priestess will be joining us, all of them, to help you along the way, along with myself. So keep breathing nice and slow in and out. That's it. Excellent. Now, as you continue to breathe in and out, I want you to just begin to feel your body as it begins to lift you. And you're going to know exactly when you're up in the sky. You will be able to feel it. That's it. So now, we're flying. We're flying all the way through the night sky, passing the moon and the stars as we continue to travel to the continent of Africa. I want you to look over to your left. You will see Africa there. I want you to get ready to land. You'll see a wooded area as you begin to get closer and closer and closer and closer. There. Wait for me right there by the woods. Right there. You will see several people there with lots of bags around them. You will see several sisters there, and they're going to be covered in a red cloak. Wait for me there. You will also hear the girls. Listen for them. Listen. Listen. Perfect. Now, you will notice that each one of the priestess standing there has a backpack for you. I want you to get your backpack and put it on. That's it. Get your backpacks and put it on. And as soon as you get your backpack and put it on, I want you to begin to start walking, walking towards the woods, because now we're getting ready to go look for the girls. So keep walking. You're going to see sparkles of light. You will see that ambiance of a bluish electric light. You will see them as they lead the pathway through the woods as you continue to walk. That's it. Now, keep walking, keep walking. And up ahead, you will see where they're holding the girls. So now, I want you to stop right where you are before we get ready to come out of the wooded area. And I want you to look inside your backpack. There is a red cloak inside. And this is not just a red cloak. It is a magical red cloak. And I want you to take the red cloak out and I want you to put it on, just like the priestess. This is going to protect you. It's also going to keep you invisible so the guards do not see you. Once you walk inside, go find the girls. Go find them. That's it. Walk past the guards. They can't see you. They cannot hurt you. And go find the girls. And once you find the girls, I want you to let them know that people are looking for them. They are coming from them. They will keep them safe and keep them away from harm. I want you to give them what they need. Let them know that help is on the way. That's it. They already have spoken with the priestess, and now they will be looking for you. So go find the girls. That's it. Look for the girls. You found the girls. Now give them what they need. Let them know. Let them know that soon, soon, they will be safe. They will be returned to their loved ones. Very, very soon. That's it. That's it. That's it. Excellent. Now, I want you to begin to dance. Dance with the girls. Give them joy, give them love, give them hope. Dance with them and give them love. Love. So now, it's almost time for you to go, so let the girls know that you're about to leave, but help is on the way. That's it. So now, it's time for us to get ready to leave, and what I want you to do is as you're leaving, I want you to walk by the guards. They cannot see you, and I want you to begin to touch these brothers' minds, their souls, and let them know to bring our girls back home. To let them go. Speak to their hearts. Speak to their minds. Speak to their souls. Speak to their energy. Tell them to let the girls go safely. To not harm the girl. Everyone's hurting here. But allow the girls to go safely and without harm. As you get ready to leave, speak to each one of the guards, each one of the kidnappers. talk to them, touch their minds, touch their souls, touch their hearts, and begin to chant as loud as you can, bring our girls home, bring our girls home, bring our girls home, bring our girls home, bring our girls home. That's it. Bring our girls home. Bring the girls home now, 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 now. The power of three. The power of three. Three people, the mind, the body, the spirit. Three nations, three worlds, three dreams, three hopes, three desires. Bring the girls home. Three words. Bring them home. Keep walking. Walking back through the woods. Excellent. Walking back. The job is done. That's it. Keep walking. Walk back over to the priestess. You're in the woods now. Keep walking. Keep walking. It is safe for you to take off the red cloak and put it back in the backpack. Many others will come after you. Thank the priestess. And now I want you to begin to journey your way home. On the count of three, I want you to take off and I want you to run as fast as you can. The wind will be at your back and the sun will lift you up and carry you home safely. One, two, three, run. Run as fast as you can. Feel the wind as it begins to elevate you and lift you and bring you up into the sky and begin to cascade you over the planet as you begin to journey your way back home. Your job is done. You have put all the energy out there. The girls, bring the girls home. Your light, your energy will be there for all to see. So when they're looking for the girls, they will know exactly where to go. The essence, the spirit of the girls and you and everyone else is left as a very heavy residence all over the planet that can be seen from worlds beyond. And now you're coming back even more rejuvenated, even more refreshed, even more alive. Yes. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your love. And thank you for your spirit. For all of humanity and the whole planet. I love you, Miss Blue. You're back. You're back. Bring the girls home. Bring the girls home now. Bring the girls home now. Bring the girls home now. Girls, bring them home now. Bring them home safe now. Bring them home now, now, now. And so it is done. Ashe. All right, everyone. Welcome back, everyone. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I want you to go ahead and press 1. I see a lot of you have come back and would love for you to share your stories, to share this journey, this adventure. It's a part of putting the energy out there. So once you get on the phone line, I want you to press 1 so that I know that you're there and you're ready. You're ready to share. So 646-652-2711 and press 1 once you get on the phone lines. Would love to hear from you and to hear this journey with you. So we're going to go to the phone lines, go straight to the phone lines. Thank you guys so much for doing that. That energy was so powerful. I see you all there. So let's go to the first caller. Calling from area 2, you're live in remix. Please tell us where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue?
Yes, yes.
This is Nefertiria.
Oh, greetings, Nefertiria.
From Mississippi, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, that was so powerful. I'm still kind of high right now. When that first started, oh, my goodness, I felt, my right side of my body got so hot. And my heart, my heart is still beating fast right now. But I started itching like in my chest area. And you were saying something about that, the red cloak that was in our backpack. I saw that before. I saw a red dot before you even said that.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Go ahead.
I'm listening. That's fine.
When I got there, there were like two guards there. I was able to bypass them. I went straight in. There was a door at the back. I let them out. It was so powerful. I opened that door and I let them out. I still feel high now. And I don't know, when I came out and I guess I talked to the guards and I held their hearts. And when I did that, it felt like a whirlwind or something maybe around me. I saw a couple of colors of green and yellow. And I don't know what that meant. Also while I was doing this, there was something going on with my left ear. So I don't know what either of this was about, but that's what I felt, though.
Well, it sounds like you had a major awakening by sharing that. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Hold the line. That was beautiful. Thank you. All right. Beautiful. We're going to get to the next caller calling in from area code 330. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
That's what I
felt. 330?
Yes.
330? Yes, great.
I'm sorry.
Okay, who's online, please?
How you doing, Ms. Blue?
Greetings, who's on the line?
This is Corey from Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay, greetings. Want to tell us about the spirit quest?
Yes, I heard, first I was floating and I saw the like a jungle, like a real live jungle, like a forest and bushes, but I didn't land there. I was just hovering, and I was just standing there, and I'm watching. But I went left instead of going and landing right there. I went left, and it's like I went further into the jungle, like. And when you were saying listen for the girls, I was hearing, like, you know, whimpering and whining from, you know, the distance. So it was like, okay, I'm following that. You know, I was hearing that before you said it. Then you said it, and it's like, okay, I'll follow that. So I'll follow that. And then it's like, I don't know, the room was cold, clammy, dark.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of them, you know what I mean? The sound of them was, you know, it was a lot of them, you know. And I don't know, I just felt real bad. But at the same time, it seemed like I was mapping out the scene for, like, to come back. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like I was doing recon or something to come back, to bring them back or something, to come back later on or something.
Yeah, well, definitely that's one of the things, is that we definitely open up the pathway for them to be rescued in the physical, you see. Beautiful.
Feel real bad for those girls. Like, I have two little sisters, and I couldn't even imagine something like that happened. You know, it's like I always told myself, like, if, you know, if I hit the lottery or something, like, we all got to leave because, you know what I mean? Something like that happened, and it's like, you know, to me personally, is obtainable because, you know, it, the right situation would, you know what I'm saying? You never know how thirsty people be or how crazy, you know, somebody else is, no matter how sane you is, you know.
Right. And this is why we're doing the spiritual work, because we can get into all of that. You know what I mean? Like it's so many factors that are going on behind the scenes at this particular time. I'm just really glad that, you know, the other reason why we're doing this is because there is something you can do. Sometimes we think if we live on one part of the world or somewhere else, it's absolutely nothing we can do. But as spiritual people, we can communicate and we can connect and we can do things. We can cause things to happen in the spirit world that then manifest themselves in the physical world. So that's the power. That's the power of that. So I thank you so much for, you know, sharing your love and, you know, going through the spirit quest and really putting in the work. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for guiding me, giving me the, you know, the strength to, you know, feel like I can do that. I feel like I can do that. Zone out.
Yes, you did. No, you did that. Not you can do it. You did that. Beautiful. Beautiful. Peace and love. Hold the line for me. Hold the line. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 857.
How you
I'm
doing?
Sorry. 857.
Good to see you. Hi. Yes.
Eight five seven.
It was fabulous, honey. Mm-hmm.
Drop them off again.
All right. Well, 857 doesn't want to be on the line. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Debbie from Detroit.
Okay. Greetings to you, Debbie from Detroit.
Mm-hmm. I did request. I'm so glad you did it because I've been thinking about those little girls. And when I got over there, it was as if they were in this little building, like an old abandoned building in the woods. And I just ran mm-hmm. in to hug them and to start kissing all of them. And I gave them bags of candy and a stuffed animal. And it was like, I was mm-hmm. like, I wanted to get them out of there. So I started rushing them to this airplane, like, you know, just run past the guards and get on this plane. And as I was leaving out, I stopped at some of the guards, and I just was, like, rubbing their heads, like, you know, you got to love the little girls like they're your little sisters and your daughters, and, you know, don't be mean, and, you know, and as if they were started to crying and, like, yeah, just let them go. Let them go. We'll let them go. You know, just kind of getting them to think, you know, these are your daughters and your little sisters. Let them go. And don't be mean to the girls. It's just, you know, so sad. And once I got back, I did put my cloak up. I like wearing it. It's so pretty. I liked it. And I came on back, ran on back home. But I feel so bad for the men that are doing it. It's just so sad. I don't understand why it's happening. But I just wanted them to have candy and stuffed animals and just know that there's love and their families were waiting on them when they got on the plane. And that was
great.
Right,
beautiful. Well, thank you. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing your experience. Beautiful. One of the things that I was saying is that I was speaking to some brothers from Liberia, and they were sharing that this is something that actually, even though it's new to us in the media, it's been going on for about 15 years, this situation. So this time it's been heightened because of the planet and things are getting out. But this has been going on for a while. So, Yeah, so I'm just so thankful for all of you being here. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area 706, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're from. 706?
Yeah, can you hear me, Ms. Blue?
I can.
Hello?
Who's on the line, please? Yes, greetings.
What's up? It's the guy, Kamos. Kamos coming from Atlanta. How you doing, Miss Blue?
Okay, great. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing awesome. The Vision Quest was all that. I went over there with y'all. And it's funny, I heard it like on the radio early this morning, and I really felt a lot of different ways. And I met a brother from Nigeria, and he was hurting. Mm-hmm. He was limping. And, you know, I was like, that's the spirit telling me that Nigeria is hurting. But I went on the Vision Quest, and I just went over there and just started raising hell the time I got there and just started praying the girls all the way up. And I was, like, on the physical plane, I think the spirit was telling me, like, in 9 days I need to see something really happen. But when you first started talking to the girls, Anubis came to me. And Anubis was like, what you talking about? You going to go over there and rip it up? He was like, death is the fly shit that's happening. He was like, you should start dying in mass numbers. That is the way to just nullify the enemy's power. Because, you know, just dying, just say, I'll be back in 20 years. And 1,000 of y'all come back in 20 years to a new world. Like, but, you know, because it's kind of like what Brother Panic used to be saying about throwing the babies off the building. You know, you got to be a god, and you're going to feel a certain kind of way. And I can't really speak to it because I know you have experience with being kidnapped. The only thing I really have is I don't get to see my child, my daughter, like I would like to. So I kind of, you know, I kind of can relate on that level. But I can never imagine what it would be like to be kidnapped. That's horrible. But we have to deal with it. It's two ways to deal with it, like saying, you know, kind of separating yourself from it, saying, on a God level.
Well, hold on a second. I want you to tell me more about the Vision Quest, and then you can, you know, philosophize afterwards. Yeah.
All right, well, with my Vision Quest, the first thing I did see was Anubis, and Anubis was really speaking to me about death and what happens after death and how we interpret the things that he's loved. And he was really talking to me a lot about powerlessness because, you know, the myth about Anubis, he was left by his mother in the desert and just being powerless and forgiving what you think you see. And he spoke to me a lot about that. And then, you know, so after that, when I actually went all together with us, when we went to the Vision Quest, the only thing that I would want to say was, that I came back into the physical with was I want to see something physically tangible manifest good for those girls over there to say that I was really there tonight. Like, I didn't imagine.
Well, and I hear your struggle. So let me help you out a little bit. You know, a very interesting message you got from Anubis telling you about just die and come back in 20 years, which happened to be interesting, but we do know that these spirits to in ways. Here's the reason, and I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show, that I talked about why it was so important to help these girls, because they came to me. And so at the beginning of the quest, one of the things I said is to bring your heart and to bring your spirit. I didn't want you to bring your mind.
To bring what? You was breaking up a little bit.
Didn't want you to bring your mind.
My mind?
You did want you to bring your mind in the spirit quest. I wanted you to bring your heart and to bring your spirit. But here's a couple of things I want you to think about. That message that you said, and I'm sure it's a message for you, to just die and come back in 20 years or 20,000 years or whatever that was, that Anubis gave you. That was a powerful message for you. How do you take that message of Anubis telling you just die?
I'm dying, Miss Blue, because I can't, it keeps breaking up. I can't really hear it. What you're giving me?
Well, I think one of the things that you can hear is you said it, you're dying. Can you hear that?
Yes, I hear that.
Yeah. So, and I apologize. I'm trying to bring my energy down a little bit here. Let me see if I can close something out here. Hold on one second. I'm trying to. I think that will help us. Is that a little better?
That's a lot better. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I was saying is how to take this message that a new bit within you telling you to just die, come back.
It started breaking up as soon as you started talking. It's all good. I love that vision quest. It was tight. I ain't going to die no time soon. You know what I mean? I really wish the best for those little girls. And I can feel them, and I'm glad.
I
think what you're doing with those vision quests, I think that's good for a lot of minds to get together, and even though it's the power of imagination, to really go there. And I think the only thing that the spirits were telling me that expect to see something tangible from what we did tonight. You know what I mean? So that when other things come up, we can get together and do it more often. I think that's what the spirits were telling me tonight.
Well, beautiful. Well, hopefully you learn that. If you're talking to a new fish, you already know it's real. I mean, what more proof do you need? And it's touched you to die and come back in 20 years.
I ain't coming back ever. But I'm just saying, I'm going to stay as long as I can. I'm going to stay as long as I can. But that's
you
what's
know,
up, Ms. Blue. I love to listen to your show.
Yes, well, thank you. And I'm glad that you were able to just hear it, Quest. Because you know, all of this really is, even though we're lending our energy and our spirit, it is often, it's really messages to get back for ourselves. So I was, you know, that was a real interesting message that I sent to you. And one that I think you should explore, you know, not for even the girl, because you did your work there yourself, you know.
I feel you, Ms. Blue. Thank you for doing your show. Thank you for lending your time to the world. Every time you do a vision quest, I'm down for it.
Aw, well, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. Peace and love.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, peace out.
All right. Okay, hold on one second. All right. We're going to take a caller calling from Eric 5857. You're
Hold on. Greetings.
Who's on the line, please?
It's Nadia from Boston.
Okay. Greetings to you, Nadia from Boston. Did you do the vision quest?
I did. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the whole show.
No. Did you do the vision quest?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that. Tell us about that experience.
Okay, so when I came in, you already started. So I delved right in from where you were. And right away, I felt so much energy, and it was so strong, and I visioned all that you said, and I started literally crying. And it was just an overwhelming level of energy flowing through my whole body. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. And to the point where tears started streaming, and I could just see the guards and all that you shared. Yeah, even now, even going back to it, I'm feeling heavy emotion.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to connect with the girls?
I felt like I was.
Mm-hmm. So you wasn't?
Huh?
You wasn't able to connect with the girls?
No, I felt like I was able to connect with them.
Okay. So when you say you felt, describe that to us. Yeah.
for me, it was the only overwhelming level of energy. I wouldn't say sorrow, but I mean, literally, I felt tears. Tears were streaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for, you know, your experience with it, because we all have many different experiences with it. I just am just so thankful for everybody being so open and, you know, going to get what you need. And even though we're there to really kind of light this way for the girls that have been kidnapped, because one thing about it, when we have reached a certain point, of course, we all know we have paths and journeys in our lives. But there are times where our will can clash with others. And this is where spiritual work comes in. So it's not just about somebody kidnap you, lay down and die and just let them kill you and nobody should care about it, or throw the babies off the roof. It's not any of that, because there are different things that can be done. And, you know, it's real easy to, you know, kind of be in one position with something or to be overly emotional, but really to be able to just lend sort of some of your spiritual energy to really help somebody else on their path and journey is what it's really about. So I thank you for calling in and sharing that. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold the line. Peace and love. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling from area code 305. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you come from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Shayla.
Greetings,
I'm calling from Miami.
Greetings, Shayla from Miami. You want to tell us about what you experienced on the quest?
Yes. Okay, so I don't watch the news. I don't know any details about the story.
Yeah, I don't watch the news either.
But I was excited about the Vision Quest and ready to go. So I got over there. I saw everything. I saw the blue sparkles. I entered into, there was a campfire, some type of fire. It was nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
The girls were grouped in groups of five. I think they were in cells or rooms, but before I saw them, I heard them, and it was like a room full of children, like high-pitched laughter, talking, chattering going on. And I remember when I connected with them, I just surrounded them with love.
Beautiful.
And security, and just I wanted them to reach out to each other and draw strength from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they were craving, or I felt the need to give them something salty. Well, first water, then something salty, something sweet, bread. And then I began to heal their wound maybe a counterclockwise circle, but I started to move my hand in a circle around them. And then they started to connect. And then this light came, like in each room, and the light got bigger and shot up like a firecracker. And before I left, I got a feeling that they had a sense of understanding as to why this was happening to them.
So why it was happening to them?
Yes, like in a divine way, you know, like more of an understanding, maybe not like beyond the hurt and the fear, but like a divine purpose for why this is happening to them. I don't know that purpose, but I got the feeling that they were able to, I don't know, find ease in maybe the love that we were giving out to them. And then on the way out, one of the guards, I connected with him, and I saw a mask, like a warrior mask. But I just basically tried to connect with all of the guards in a way where to find whatever they were hurting. I mean, I felt hurt from the guards. Like they were, they had issues, you know. So it was amazing. And I feel like they're going to be okay.
Beautiful. Well, definitely. Thank you. I've seen you kind of chat about it. I wanted you to, you know, to call in and share that because, you know, like I said, myself and the priestess, we've been doing work with this since it first started and really putting a lot of energy out there. So I'm sure they're all just kind of sitting back because these are a lot of pieces of what you guys are saying is a lot of things that they have expressed as well too. So this is another divine confirmation of just how we know that energy is real. We talk about energy being real, but often there's a hesitation for us to even believe it in our own lives. And this is what sort of separates the spirit from the body, you know, because we're spiritual people. We know our magic, we're magic makers, but yet we have doubt and we're always constantly looking outside of ourselves to prove that what we can do. We need someone else to validate us. And these spirit quests are a way to free you from that you can find your own proof and that you can know it for sure with inside of yourself. And yes, there will be signs and symbols, and there's been many over the last couple of days, even the media and what's happening since this started, like I said, because this didn't start today. This has been going on for many, many years. Myself is a testament to that, you know, but definitely since this situation kicked off in April, and here we are in May, and now it's going full-blown into the media. But this has been going on for quite a while, so it's amazing, and I love it because as spiritual people and going into this work, you will get the confirmation. It will come on a universal level for you to be able to see it. It's no different than all the shows we've done, even if we go way back to the very powerful show we did about Haiti. We spiritually went in and we spiritually did work. Same thing with Trayvon Martin, spiritually went in, spiritually did some work. So these things are happening constantly. It's about where are you on your path with this? Because that's going to be your reflection back. Well, that's powerful. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I love it. Thank you. That was powerful. Hold the line. Peace and love.
Okay.
Peace and love. That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Call in from area code 855. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night, Miss Moo. It's Griffin calling from Jamaica.
Greetings, Griffin from Jamaica.
How are you doing, Miss Moo?
I'm good. How are you, Griffin?
I'm doing all right. Yeah. I'm really glad that I'm here listening tonight because the show really kind of touched me in a very special way, you know. I mean, before I say a vision quest, I remember earlier this week I saw this ad on the bus, and it just kind of makes sense to me why I'm seeing that ad and the thoughts I was having, like, you know, what could I do, and then now I'm able to kind of do something. So,
right.
You know, when I went in Vision Quest and, you know, coming into Africa, see a forest and, you know, landed there. And at first, I'll be honest, I was doing some things maybe I shouldn't have been doing, which was, you know, you're going on a mission, you should be going in reconnaissance, you shouldn't be going in blasting and all of that kind of thing. So then I was like, oh, you know, I need to change tactics here. And then I was in the forest with the ladies, the women, and one of them gave me the bag. I took it and I took out the red cloak with it had a gold string at the neck, and I put it on and then walked through the forest. And when I came to the forest line, I saw a fire, and I saw like torches, like, you know, some of them were torches on sticks. That's what I noticed, like, was lighting up this kind of camp scene. So there were two guys that I noticed at first. that I saw. And I kind of think I remember seeing like a khaki cap or something like that. And I walked past them because I heard the voice saying, you know, you're safe, you're all right. So I just walked past them and went inside. And inside looked very bamboo-y, like there were bamboo walls tied with rope. Some parts of the floor had bamboo on the floor. And like the girls were kind of sticking their hands through the walls. And, you know, they were kind of asking for water and, you know, saying, help me, in those who could speak English. And I just heard other talking. And then I was giving them whatever, I mean, water and food and things wrapped in banana leaves. I don't know what they were, but it was food.
Yeah.
And they were happy to get it, and they were just glad. And then afterward, I said, you know what, let me go inside. So when I went into the kind of cage-looking bamboo thing, like, some of the younger ones started hugging me around my waist. And they were so young and small. I was like, some of them are really like about 9 or 10 or 11. And then I was like, you know, I should probably do something to make them laugh. You know, when you said, you know, dance with them, I was like, I can't dance, but I can do something else. And I started doing some magic tricks and, like, making fire that's, like, pure fire. And it's like, woo! And they were, like, looking like, ooh! And they started smiling, and then I made sparkles and things that sparkle. And I made a whole stream of butterflies that were just flying around in there. And, you know, some of the little girls were kind of trying to catch them. And then one of the little girls with black hair, she looked Spanish. She was telling me a name. And for some reason, I was trying not to listen to it because I didn't feel like I don't know. It was just like doubt. Like, this could be just my imagination. This could it really be a little girl trying to tell me where she's from, who she is? And one part of me was listening, and I said, well, let me just take it for what it is. I heard a Maria, and she was saying her mama's name is something another, and where she's from is, I don't know, maybe Santa Carita, somewhere. But that's what I got, and I just comforted her and said, you'll be all right. You'll see mommy very soon. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right. And She really didn't look pleased. She wasn't. She just hung her head, and she, you know, just didn't look pleased. But I guess she was the only one I wasn't able to make her smile because she kept asking for her mama. So the older girls, no, I saw a bunch of older girls that were they were kind of in a circle. They looked like teenagers and, you know, older girls, longer hair, you know, some of them were very beautiful girls and stuff. And I just kind of got the feeling of prostitution or something, that the word just came up. So, you know, I was just talking to them and just kind of, you know, at some point I think maybe I was hugging one on the shoulder. I tried not to touch them in any way to make them feel uncomfortable as women. So I just talked to them. And then when you were telling me, okay, it's time to go, you know, I kind of didn't feel like I did enough. I didn't feel like I wanted to leave just yet. And I just kind of, I felt one of their hands kind of as I go, like, you know, you'll be all right. And then when I'm walking out, I raised my hand and put on the two guards that I saw. I only remember seeing two guards at that point. And I put it on the head, and I was like, well, whatever you're hurting with or whatever you're feeling that has brought you to this point, you know, remember these are, you know, they have families, they have people who love them and miss them, and you wouldn't want someone to do this to you. So, you know, bring them home, let them go home. And that's when I walked back, and I started looking back, and I still saw the campfire or torches and, you know, and then I went back into the tree line and came back.
All right. Oh, beautiful. Very powerful, Griffin. Thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. Oh, beautiful. Hold the line.
I'm
hold the
really
line.
I'm glad I'm able to have right. I'm sorry.
Yes. No. You're fine. Yes. You were able to help, and that's what, you know, I wanted to show, that we can make a difference. Sometimes we think we don't make a difference, but if something is calling to your heart, then you can make a difference. Like I said, we have lots of missing children that's out there. And, of course, you know, everybody have their past and they're there. We're a soul group for a reason. So, you know, there's a really good reason, you know, for everyone who decided to participate in this and be there. But like I said, we have missing children here, you know, that truly not missing, but their parents are missing out of their lives. How many daughters, fathers are not looking for them? You know, how many sons, mothers are not looking for them? You know, so, you know, let's take an opportunity to really think about all of the missing children, not just those who are reported in the news, but those who have been abandoned by their parents or their child, because every child wants their father. Every girl wants to know their dad, and every son wants to know their mother. They're missing children. So we have a lot. This is about awareness of all missing people here. You understand? Yeah. Beautiful, Griffin. Thank you.
Yes,
hold
yes,
line.
Enough love. Enough love.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 570. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night, Ms. Lou. This is Amanda calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay, greetings, Amanda from Pennsylvania.
Greetings. Is Esther on the line also?
No, she's listening to the show as well, so,
oh,
yeah. Okay, that's Amanda?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I was not able to do the vision quest, but I was wondering if I can get
yes.
from you tonight.
Did you do the vision quest?
No, I was not able to.
Okay. All right. Well, do this for me. I want you to hold the line. I'm going to catch a couple of callers, and then I'll come back to you, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you. Hold the line. All right. Okay, beautiful. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Happy calling in from Dallas, Texas.
Okay, greetings, Happy.
Yes, okay, I did the spirit quest. And I really loved it. When I first got there, I remember I was dressed in, I had on all white. That's what I had on. I had on all white. And I remember having in my right hand, I had like a staff or like a stick or something in my hand. And then I grabbed the backpack and I put on a red cloak. And I started walking towards the woods, in the woods. And before I could see the girls, I guess I could see the blue light, but I didn't really see the girls, but I could feel, I can feel. And I went towards the guards, like you said, I went through the guards. And when I got in there in the center part, there were girls around. I could feel them, and I just started sending out so much love and positive energy towards them, and I visioned myself giving all them hugs and kisses and stuff like that. And I remember my body was glowing and white light. And the next thing I did was I took my staff and I pierced it in the ground, and when I pierced it in the ground, I lit the whole all the girls up with a white light, and after that, we all got together and we started dancing together and rejoicing and celebrating, and I remember all of them coming to me and hugging me and I was hugging them, and we all came together as one. And then after that, I think this one got to the part when you start saying, go to the guards. And I touched the guards, and I also sent them love and positive energy, and, you know, I start chanting to free the girls and let the girls go and not to harm them. And that was it. Then I started walking. As I was walking out the woods, I was still saying to free the girls and let the girls go. Yeah.
Oh.
And I, I also told the girls that everything is going to be okay and that they'll be home soon and to stay in a good place of love. And that was mainly it for me, Miss Blue.
Beautiful, happy. I'm so glad that you were able to participate in that. Hello, everybody. It's just really, really beautiful energy. I'm so thankful for everybody, and definitely so thankful for you as well, happy. Thank you so much.
Okay
so
no problem.
Hold line. All right. Okay, guys. Well, that was beautiful. I wanted us to kind of do our part, as we certainly should. If you've already, if you're on the phone lines and you already went, I want you to press 1 again so you can take your hand down, because now I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you guys have a question, you want to call in about something, you can certainly do that. You want to get readings, we can do that. I guess we can do that. Hopefully you guys can hear me nice, loud, and clear, and we can do that as well. But if you answer a question, press 1 so you can take your hand down. If you're calling in for a reading, then you need to go ahead and press 1. Press 1 to put your hand up. But if you've already spoke, then press 1, and then we can do that. I want to give a big shout out to Self-Invested. To everybody who's self-invested, don't forget Self-Invested Saturday night. It's going down as it always goes down, and I want to see you guys back over there for Self-Invested. And see you guys on Self-Invested. If you want to find out about being self-invested, everything is available in the show notes here. And, oh, by the way, did I say we are now on the iTunes? We have an iTunes app. You can get that. It's a gift from us. The remix. You can go download on your phone. No worries. If you have a smartphone or Android phone, then go over to the Android Market, both places. And you will be able to get locked in. You'll be able to get locked in, be able to connect with and get yourself locked in. So I'm so excited about that. I'm so happy that we got this energy out. Like I said, I kind of take that, you know, the girl came to me, and I just knew we need to put some collective energy out there. Like I said, priests have been doing their work, and I've been doing my work since I've been kidnapped many different ways. Again, I don't get caught in politics of it, but it is something for us to do. All right, so we're going to open up the phone lines. Hopefully, I just need to just kind of calm down. I don't know what else to do. I'm going to calm down a little bit, you guys. I'm trying to. I still have some more stuff to tell y'all, so maybe that's why I'm breaking up. I don't know. I don't even know if I want to share that tonight. But I do want to tell you this. Don't forget, if you're out in the Los Angeles area, Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience is going to be heading that way at the beginning of the month of June. You want to catch him live, because he's only going to be there, and he'll be doing something very special for one day. Go to the Remix Radio page. You will see the banner there. You can contact Brother Bilal. You can see him in person. Space, he tells me, is extremely limited. So if you're interested and you want to go, you want to be up close and personal, he's going to be talking about the chemistry of the soul, and it's something you're going to want to hear. Yep. You know what, Griffin? Yes. So you definitely want to catch up. You definitely want to do that. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. So now, so we're going to go to the phone lines. I'm going to open up the phone line. I do have something else I want to tell you guys. I don't know when I'll tell y'all, because y'all can't hear me. So I don't need to bring my My big surprise tonight. My big secret tonight. I can't hear me any. Let's see what happens as we continue to move along. Here, Boot Camp for the Spirit tonight. That's what we're going to be talking about. So I'm going to jump on over and go to the phone lines. I'm just going to kind of randomly jump around. 666-522-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're there. And what's the other thing I want to tell you? Yeah, press 1. And once you get on the phone lines, you can sleep in. Don't skip me because that's part of the problem. I got people over here on Skype trying to have conversations with me. Hey, I'm in the show and it's live. Come join me in Remix. Don't Skype me. Don't send me a message because it messes up the connection. All right, so here we go. Let's go over and let's see, calling in from area code 202. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Miss Blue? It's Andrea from Washington, D.C.
Okay, greetings to you. Say your name again.
Andrea.
Oh, Andrea. Okay, Andrea. I must be still kind of going in and out, in and out, in and out. Okay, greetings to you. What's good for you? What's so for you tonight?
One thing I can say is usually I've called in to speak about this spirit class, but I did have a question for you, so I'm glad that I got on. But one of the things was I went on the spirit class with you, and I was driving at the time, and that really wasn't a good thing to do. But I was like, well, I'm not really going to close my eyes and exhale, so I'm sure this won't really taste. But as you said, okay, take off, I was like, wait. Like, I literally felt myself lifting. And so I was like, oh, God, wait. So I had to pull over, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm literally lifting. Like, I have to do this even if I don't want to. So I was able to go on a spirit class, and it was so amazing. But the thing, I never saw a red cloak. I saw purple.
Okay.
And I don't know.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I saw purple, but I also didn't walk the same way everybody else walked. The way I walked under my purple cloak was around the back of wherever they were, and it seemed like I saw not like a hut, but it was like a fort, like when a kid builds a fort.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so confused as to why I was going along such a different path, because I could still see red in the distance. Like, if I was looking straight through the fort, I could still see. But I was
right.
Like, why am I not over there with the rest of the people? What is wrong with me? And it was like, I said,
well,
you go or you're all over there anyway.
Well, here's the thing. Even though you see other people there, it was an individual quest. So that's only wrong. You didn't have to go at that time. Were you able to connect with girls?
I saw a young lady, and I did have a bag, and this is the thing that sort of, like, freaked me out a little bit. When I opened the bag to give her tools, I saw pictures of myself. It was different items with pictures of myself on there, and I don't know if that was because I was in a similar situation when I was 8. Am I relating to one particular girl who, when I looked in her eyes, it was like she called me, but she didn't know me? And I was like, oh, let me get to her. I have to get to her. And when I finally made my way over to her, I gave her tools, but with each tool, she stopped crying. But it was like
beautiful.
A pencil with my face on me, with my face on it. And I was like, what is she going to do with a pencil? Like, they need tools to get out of here. But I saw a pencil with my face on it. I saw a brush. It was a brush because the little girl had very pretty hair, and she had pink barrettes on her hair. And it was so pretty, and I just gave her a brush. But in the brush, it was sort of like one of those brushes, like it had the thing where you could see like two different images, and one image was her and one image was me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, maybe I connect with her on a different level and I just don't know it. But my question is more so like, did I want to say I did, but I'm not really sure. Did I really connect with someone from Nigeria just now?
Yes. I mean,
I know that sounds crazy.
Brushes,
I'm so sorry.
No, that would take brushes and pencils and purple cloaks and all. Yes, you did. You know, and it's good. You know, it's okay because it's really good because, you know, I think just being very honest that a lot of times we do question these things about our own powers, you know, and that's one of the things that we talked about, myself and Esther, in the posters, work out our superpowers, because we really do have superpowers. And, you know, this is just a great way to be able to experience that. I love doing spirit quests because it's one of the ways that I know I can take you into the world and allow you to explore, you know, feel that and to own that. So, yeah, it was very real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was very awesome. Well, thank you, Ms. Blue. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you called in to share your vision with us. That was beautiful. Thank you. Peace and love. Hold the line.
All right.
That was cool. All right. So let's go to the next caller. I'm calling from area code 443. I don't know if I went to you. 443, you're live in the remix.
Hi. Good morning, Ms. Blue. Good morning, Remix family. This is Jeff out of Rosedale, Maryland.
Greetings, Jeff.
My I logged in late, and my question is, since we're talking about, you know, the spirit, and I was trying to find a book that I read about the other year when I first, you know, started awakening, you know, and it was about the spirit, but since I can't find a title, my question is, how is it really, when you compare the spirit to the soul, do I really have to spend a lot of time and understanding, knowing the spirit, or like working in the spirit or working with my spirit versus trying to understand and know the soul?
Well, Jeff, anything is something to ask. I encourage asking questions and definitely not taking my word for it, take your own. When it comes to understanding about the spirit and the soul, there's so much that can be debated upon that. And sometimes those words are used interchangeable of each other. And so sometimes people say the soul, but they're really talking about the spirit, because there's a part of your soul that is not even awakened here. What I've come to find to be true here is that it's not like you're tapping into your soul per se, because there's a big part of that that is not even really just solidly connected to this particular world. So when we talk about the spirit, if you were to remove your physical body and just to sit inside of your spirit, that's truly who you are. You're not your body. So when we start talking about connecting with the spirit, your spirit can move in and out of your physical body. Just like, think of it like this, Jeff. You can get in and out of a car. You can get in and out of a car. You do not have to stay inside your car. So think of your car as being, you know what? I'm sorry. Ooh, y'all should not send me notes while I'm, you know, this is too funny. Sorry. But you should not, what was I going to say? You know how you could get in, let me come back here. I apologize, Jeff. Okay, so you know how you can get in and out of your car. When you get in and out of your car, think of the car as being the vehicle, your physical body. Think of you getting out as being the spirit. And think about how many times you get in and out of the car. You get in and out of the car. The vehicle is just really how you travel. Do you understand that you travel? This is the body. So when you said, is it really important to get to know the spirit? If you're talking about your spirit, I think that's very important that you know who you are, because that's your spirit. Now, when we're talking about spirit, spirits outside of you, then, you know, that could be as far back as you talking to me. Because I'm a spirit. We talk to spirits all day long. We're all spiritual people. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. We exist on this plane. Spirits exist on other planes outside of our world, outside of reality. So there's spirit around us. Those who have transitioned, those who have come back, our ancestors truly believe that everything in nature has spirit in it. You know, everything that holds energy holds a spirit. So you're always in communication with spirit. Is it important that you focus on learning your spirit? I would say yes. I think that if you aren't focused on knowing your spirit, then the only other thing you could be doing is living your life out loud, meaning outside of yourself, and that causes all kinds of distractions to happen within.
So the work I'm currently doing, I'm actually working with my spirit. Well, wait a minute, not working with my spirit.
I mean, you don't even have to say that. I mean, I think sometimes we get caught up in words, and we allow a language to define something that really has no definition. But we have to communicate with each other. But see, this is where discernment comes in. This is where wisdom comes in, because you got to understand the difference. So if I say to you, boot camp for the spirit, I'm not telling you to go do anything different than who you are, because you are a spirit.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You see, and I see you writing in the chat room, I'm still trying to go within. If you tell me you're trying, I know you're not doing it. I know for sure you ain't doing it.
And I say that, and I type that because I have not, you know, when I listen to the other callers, I have not had, like, the epiphanies, or I don't even remember dreams, except
okay.
two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not having or experiencing what everyone else is experiencing.
And guess what? So, you're not supposed to, because we are all unique. This isn't a competition, and too many times we treat our spirituality like a competition. And because somebody else can see something, we want to see something. Because somebody else can talk to spirits, we want to talk. Because somebody else can fly, we want to fly. And all we need to do is be. Why do I say that? Because you will have your very own unique way of tapping in. But if you are so busy trying to get in the exact same way everybody else is getting in, you'll never get in, because maybe that's not your path to do. And one of the things that I love, we haven't been able to protect anything or keep things sacred into this realm here that we call the planet Earth. But one thing we have been able to keep sacred is when it comes to getting into some of these places. Brother Bobby Hemmett spoke about this, and many of our teachers, mystics, myself, and others speak about it as well. And we've been speaking about it for eons, that you have to be able to go in through the heart. This is why so much of self-love is so important. This is exactly why really being able to understand who you are is so important. This is why it's so important to understand the difference between the conscious mind and the higher self is so important. It's so important to understand that there are certain things that are greater than you, and there's also things to understand that you definitely are sort of that God in your life. It's important to know that, because when you know that, then you can sit in the place of honesty, because coming with a pure heart and being pure at heart is the only way that you're going to be able to get in. The heart is a portal. It's one of the largest energy portals on the physical human body. It's the largest gateway we have, and it exists in the middle of your back. And one of the things about that is that this is where the physical and the spiritual world both meet. This is where they come together, where they become one. You don't get there through going through your mind. See, that's it. Oh. Do we need a foundation? Of course that's important. It's important to have a foundation. You're saying, oh, but Jeff, you done heard this before. So once again, true hearing doesn't come in through your ears. It comes in through your heart. And so this is why it's so important to begin to do work into that heart center for yourself. It's not about judging. It's not about wrong, right. It's not about good. It's not about bad. It's not about evil. It's not about any of that. It's not about ego. It's not about none of that. Can you be in the place of your heart centered with Jeff? Can you feel Jeff? Do you understand who Jeff is? Not what the world tells you, not what your mama tells you, not what your wife tells you, not what anybody else, who you tell yourself. Who are you on the inside? We all know who we are on the outside. That's easy to figure out. But, you know, in the Kim business class, we did this exercise, and those Kimites can help you out with this. That one of the questions were, who were you before the world fucked you up and told you who you were? Who were you? Do you know who that person is?
Damn. Wow.
So it's a question for you to ponder and begin to think about it. Who were you?
Wow.
You understand? And it's one that we all should flirt with, because too many times what is causing so much disease, what is causing so much mental distortion, what is causing so much sadness in this world, what is causing so much pain, so much hurt, so many dead dreams, so many lost dreams, so many unwritten truths, so many held on lies, so many abandonment issues, so many psychological issues, so much separation and not enough coming together. It's because we are all constantly chasing something outside of ourselves. It's important that you take this time to connect with your inner self, your inner soul, of being able to hear that voice in your head, being able to feel that heart that's in your body, you know, being able to know that you're alive and that you really have a purpose here. And your purpose is not just to keep trying to prove that you're somebody. That's not it. That's nobody's purpose. Nobody is here to keep trying to prove that they're somebody. The odds of your ass getting here, you already done defied millions trying to get here. You know how many sperms and eggs died so you could be born?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, you already done overcame anything that this dimension, this world could ever give you. But, you know, Jeff, let me ask you a question. How old are you? Are you about 44? How old are you?
Yes. Well, I'll be 43 this year in June 9th. I'll be 43.
Okay. Okay, 43 was my first answer. I went with 44. But, you know, Jeff, interesting enough, it's not unusual for someone in your age group to feel the way that you feel, because a lot of people on this planet have come back to this planet for different reasons. And, you know, this soul group that came back to the planet that is in sort of your age group, or you would have come back during this particular time. And I'm kind of close to that age group as well too. But what happens is a lot of you guys in this particular soul group, and it depends on what it is, without making this very complicated, because it is, but I'm going to make it very simple. A lot of you came back here, but you don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. You volunteered to come here, but then you didn't want to be here once you got here. The interesting thing is it's a lot that have come. You feel very disconnected, feel like this is one of the hardest schools you've ever been in life, and that is the truth. It is one of the hardest places you've ever been in your life. It is for you. And even though you have a whole lot of past lives here, those past lives were very young lives, and also those past lives were lives that a lot of things got fulfilled. So now that you volunteered to come back, it's like it's a whole nother world for you here. And it's very challenging because you've had a chance to experience places, other worlds, and other things. And so now that you're back on Earth, it's kind of like your favorite game, and they changed all the fucking rules.
And that's not fun at all. Wow, okay.
Yeah. So a lot of the individuals coming back have found their way back to consciousness in your soul group there. You guys have found your way back to consciousness, but you're still seekers.
Okay.
You're seekers, and you still have a lot of hurt and pain in your heart, but it's by choice.
Cool.
You gotta understand that, that it's by choice.
Okay, all right.
A big part is to have the purpose. It's for you to connect with your purpose, because when you're around people who understand you, you're a completely different person. You're a loving person. You're a caring person. You can make everybody laugh. You can, you know, all kinds of shit comes to you. You can channel. All your superpowers come online. But it seems like as soon as you separate, it's almost like everything goes away. Can you relate to that?
Yes, I can. Oh, my goodness.
So.
And I was just separated from people this weekend. Actually, today is Friday. Last weekend. Well, all week. I'm like that all week. So at work. So, but yeah, I had a an event with Diane. Oh, well, you know, with my wife and with her business. And you know, I was just there. You know, just smiling and stuff. But you know, I was truly not connected at all.
Yeah.
I'm just there in support. That's all. You know, even though I was a video guy. You know, but still. But yes, I can relate. I can relate.
I know you can. So, you know, we definitely welcome you. You understand, but you don't have to try so hard. Things will eventually open up for you. Don't try to force it, because you've made a lot of leeway. You've been able to open up things. Remember, everything that you're seeking is so you can get to know you. It's not to get to know anything else, because once you know you, you know everything.
Oh, see, I'm still feeling like I have to do the opposite, find other things to help me know me or find me.
Well, you will learn things along the way, but if you're not using what you have, what are the chances that you'll use some new shit you get? You're like the kid with all these damn toys, and you want them, and then you don't want to play with them, but you want another toy. You ain't play with the toys you got.
Wow. That's just like I have over 1,000 books, actually. And I haven't read maybe 10%. Well, maybe. I know I've read over 10%, but I still haven't cracked, you know, or achieved what I want, what I think I should have. And it's like,
because you're not – the book is just the foundation. The book is just the foundation. The books cannot, you know, it was Lon Malo Duquette that came on the show. He took over the Christ organization, and I interviewed him. And he said, books can only take you so far. And then you have to go. You have to do real-life alchemy, because information alone does not cause transformation. Just because you know shit, that don't mean that it's going to change anything. That doesn't mean that. That just makes you a good parrot if you can remember what you learned. But if you can't digest it, if you cannot take it in, if you cannot hold it within the essence of who you are, and it cannot help you to see yourself more clear, then what good is a book, a lecture, listening to somebody, or doing something? What good is it? That is what we used to call back in the day on the remix, self-masturbation. And after a while, you kind of get tired of playing with yourself.
I like that. Yeah. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. So, all right. I still got to read a book. I still have to read a book to go within and learn the different techniques to go within. So.
Well, you know, one of the greatest techniques for going within is sitting down and taking your hand and placing it on your heart and feeling your heartbeat. That's one of the most powerful things you can do to go within. We have been taught to go within before we came to this planet. You went within for almost 9 months before you were born. We all know how to go within.
Oh, wow. That was amazing. No. Wow. I just never thought of that. Okay.
So, okay. There you
oh
go. You know how to go within.
and one more thing, too. Especially when you talked about the anger and stuff in my heart, and I had did what you said. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I did what you said, and meaning, you know, to cry like a, you know, like a baby and scream out loud, stuff like that. And I have been doing that for several months now. And yes, I have to admit, but my heart is like open. It has like opened more. I'm thinking. I think differently. I feel differently, you know, than before, and it's really nice.
I can tell, Jeff. I can tell your energy, your aura. I can tell. Yes, yes, we all can tell. Can't y'all tell? Can't y'all tell? Jeff is different, especially those of you in self-invested. Yeah, they can tell. See, look, they're telling you. Hell yeah, we can tell. Yes, we can tell. So if you want to know what I told Jeff to do, I told Jeff that he needs to throw a temper tantrum. He needs to get on the floor and just scream and just throw a temper tantrum. He needs to do it. I forgot how many times a week I told you to do it. But you need to throw a temper tantrum, yes. And he's been doing it to get it all out. Another thing you can do, I wouldn't recommend a real bat, but you could take one of those Nerf bats. I want you to just beat the shit out of your bed or your pillow. Just beat it up. Just beat it up. Make sure nobody's in the bed. But, yeah.
Okay.
I don't want you to say Ms. Blue told me to beat the bed.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
Every
That's
2 weeks. Yes. So, Keep throwing those temper tantrums. They are working. It's opening things up. It's a beautiful day. And thanks for calling in, Jeff. Peace and love.
Thanks, Ms. Blue.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller, and I'm just going to jump around here. So let's see. Calling in from Eric 857. 857?
857. Greetings, Ms. Blue.
Yes.
It's Nadra.
Greetings, Nadra. Yes.
So, Ms. Blue, I was wondering about my soul purpose and how many spirit guides I have.
Your soul's purpose, Nadra? Don't you know your soul's purpose? What you talking about?
Okay. I'm listening. All right. Okay. All right. I know my soul's purpose. All right.
Well, let's talk about this, because the soul's purpose is a big one. It's
okay.
You know what?
I'm listening.
I can't. I need to just close my email out. I am so sorry, y'all. Every time I glance over here, I warp to a whole nother reality. That's so crazy. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so, all right. So let's talk about a couple of things. One of the things, definitely for sure for you, your spirit guides that you have around you. Right now you have a total of 5 spirit guides that are around you. You got a lot of changes going on with you, and you're not new to change, but this is a little different this time. Yeah, this is okay. A little different this time. So your spirit guides are really here to help you live in the moment, because that's kind of where your challenge is right now. And just kind of slow down a little bit,
okay.
You know, because you're kind of moving too fast, you know, with certain things in your life here. But you have a total of 5 spirit guides. Now, definitely the, you know, I want you to tell me about what you, I feel like you're getting ready to take on something, you're getting ready to do something, hold on, I'm getting ready to tell you what it is, looks real interesting, but, yeah, you're getting ready to embark on a journey. I guess you can call it some sort of a journey that you're getting ready to do. You're kind of indecisive about it. You're not 100% about whether or not you want to do it. You're not sure. Yes or not. Yes or no. I did pull a card from you from the Kim deck, and the card that came up was card number 4, get a new story.
Okay.
Yeah, to get a new story. And it's not that this is a no, but maybe the timing for you is not right. Because there's so many changes that are going on, I want you to just kind of put that in your hat. But when it comes to your soul purpose, you're a part of that soul group that came back. You're definitely a healer. But however, you cannot be the healer if you're always playing the wounded dove.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It all down.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're really a healer. You came back to heal, to help others heal, particularly when it comes to things dealing with the heart, matters of heart, to really kind of help them get over it. And a lot to do with women healing from issues that women suffer from. So that's kind of your area there where it comes, a big part of where your work is, but you haven't been able to fully embrace it yet. And a big part of that is because you have to, a big part of why you haven't fully embraced it yet is because you're trying to still get your own healing.
Oh. I hear you.
Yeah, you're trying to get your own healing. But no worries there. You can learn as you go.
Okay. I hear you.
You can learn as you go. It's not about being perfect. It's not about having everything figured out. It's about learning as you go. In fact, it's going to actually help you with your healing even more. So you definitely came back as a healer to planet. That part of your work, whether you decide to do that, it's going to be spiritual no matter how you do it, just because of your consciousness of how you're moving that along. But this is what you came back to do, is to be that healer, is to really help heal the matters of the heart.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. I feel that. And the journey that I'm about to embark. that's very interesting. Is that the part you were saying that it might not be a good time for that part?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know I'm writing everything down, Ms. Blue.
Yes, well, that's good. I want you to write it down, and I want you to think about it. You know, the beautiful thing is that we're all operating in free will, but I want you to really think about, because there's some decisions that I feel like you've already made it, but you're about to make, but you're kind of hesitant with it. You really need to trust yourself on that, because I'm really getting that you need to get a new story. And even if you decide to do it, make sure you check your heart and know the real reason why you're doing it. Because right now you're not clear about why you want to do it. And that's what's causing the disconnect there, because not 100% clear. It's kind of like, yeah, you saying, I want to do it. But inside, you're kind of like, I don't know if I really want to do it.
I think that's relationship stuff. All righty.
So, if you got the Kim Dad card, number four, get a new story. Get a new story.
And get a Kim deck, too.
Well, there you go. So you can meditate on that card, and it'll really begin to speak to you even more. Like I said, you're in an interesting place. Like I said, change is not something you're new to. You've been changed before, but this is different. This is different. Very different.
Okay. This is different. Alrighty.
Just really make sure that you know exactly why you're doing what you're doing. Make sure you know, because a lot of those energies, when it comes to different things, whether we're taking on different energies, entering into different relationships, changing our names, calling us, we're really taking on change where you can't keep playing wounded dove anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That story's not going to work. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hear you, Ms. Brock.
Yeah. So, time to put on some big girl panties and grow up.
Yeah.
No. Put the big girl panties on and, just handle your business. If a person likes you and loves you, they're going to love you and like you. They don't have to think that you're just some dummy that don't know anything. And, you know, and you can be very feminine and still own what you know. You don't have to dumb yourself down for someone to like you. So, in short, that's the answer. That's what's going on here. Don't dumb yourself down in order for somebody to think that somebody's going to love you more if you play stupid or dumb. You don't have to do that.
All right. Word. Yes. Thank you, Ms. Blue. I wrote it down.
Right. Well, I want you to do more than writing it down. I want you to.
Yep. Oh,
I know you write.
It's getting in.
I know.
Yep.
All right. Well, peace and love. And make sure you call us back and let us know how it goes. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. What's this? 330. You're live in Remix. Please tell who you are and where you're calling from. 330? 330, we can't hear you. 330? We gonna come back, 330. We're gonna go to the next caller. Calling in from Erica 678. You're live in a Remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Kenya from Arizona.
Okay, greetings, yes. Kenya from Arizona.
All right, I have a quick question for you.
Okay,
about a month ago, there was a brother that came on the line that was talking about the frequency 1320.
Yes.
Yes, 1320, okay. So after the show, I went on YouTube, I listened to a couple of clips. It was like, you know, a minute and some change. And I don't know if this is associated or not. It just happened that night. So I go to bed, And in the middle of the night, I feel something touch my feet, you know, and you just kind of move your foot, you keep on going. Went back to sleep. I felt something touch my feet again. Once again, I kicked my feet, went back to sleep. Then I felt something touch my ankle. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, the covers must be jacked up. Let me flatten them out and then go back to sleep. So I flatten out the covers, went back to sleep. Now I feel this, now it's moving up my leg. Now, just picture yourself, like, walking on your hands and knees. But instead of walking flat on your hands, you're walking on the tips of your fingers. So I'm feeling this go up my calf now. I feel it go up my calf, and it's, like, taking, like, left hand, right hand. Then it just starts tapping in one spot. And then it'll go up four more steps, and it starts tapping in one spot. So I jump up. I'm like, okay, am I sleeping? Am I dreaming this? I don't know what's going on. I go back. I make myself go back to sleep.
Right.
Now I feel again, it's up by my knees, just getting to the thigh area. So I jump up again. I go, who is it and what do you want? Then I realize what I said and got scared because I don't think I wanted to know.
And what do you want?
Right.
Okay, I'm listening.
So I go back to bed.
Go ahead.
So I pull the covers over my head, and I do the, you know, what every little 6-7-year-old does. You pull the covers over your head, you just pray that it goes away. And whatever it was, it never came back. So I want to know if you have any idea what that was.
Oh, my goodness. I just love the way you was taking us through, touching you and then coming up here and doing this. Let me ask you a question. What do you think it was? Honestly, what do you think it was?
Well, whatever it wasn't negative. I didn't get any heavy, dark vibes or feelings or anything like that. And
well,
Hold on.
But you don't know what it was. So what do you think it is? Since you telling me what it's not, but what do you think it is? What do you think it was?
I think it may have been maybe someone I knew who transitioned and was just trying to get my attention.
Okay. So they was going to crawl through your feet.
Yeah, you know, touching my feet. That's why I was like, nah, you know, because I mean, like, okay, definitely wasn't my grandmother, you know, maybe it was my homie from high school, but, you know, why are you coming in the middle of the night? You know, come during the day when I can talk to you or, you know, send me a memo.
Well, I'm not so panicked. You know, well, it's not unusual for spirits to visit at night. but I'm just curious because you still haven't said, what do you think it was? What do you think it was?
Okay, I think it was a friend that was just trying to get my attention. I can't think of anything past that.
And if they were to just tap you and say, hey, Kenya, that would have done what to you? What would that have done?
Well, I probably would have recognized the voice eventually after I clear all the, you know, gunk out my eyes and blinked a little bit. But I don't know. This would have been more, I guess, soothing because I was familiar with who it was versus something just touching me and not saying, hi, my name is, or
right.
I don't know.
Well,
it was in the middle of the night.
So
when you live by yourself,
let me kind of help you with that. It definitely was not someone you know.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't someone you know because they wouldn't have done that. 9 times out of 10, most spirits, you know, they wouldn't have done that. And if they would have, you would have known exactly who would have done that. Like, you would have been able to say, this is who did this, because I know this person. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't have been that.
Right.
Sometimes do spirits sometimes convid us at night and try to get our attention? Yeah, that can happen. That can. It can really happen. It can wake you up in the middle of the night. That can happen. The other thing that I want you to kind of think about is that, and I know you can stretch your mind here because you did a really good job with explaining that. is that you might have woke up somewhere else.
E-L-F, elf, like in Santa Claus, elf?
Somewhere else. Elf, like somewhere else. Like okay. Somewhere else. So
okay.
You could have actually woke up somewhere else and someone else could have been in bed with you. And then you completely brought yourself back. You were in the bed by yourself.
Okay.
Things that make you go,
Yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, well, someone's in the bed with me. Why are they, it's just weird how it came about. Like it just.
Yeah. I mean. You know, and then the other thing that I want you to know, a lot of times when we're coming back from the astral realm, and I put that out there, not in a joke, I'm saying it in a joking way, but that could have actually happened. But one of the things I want you to understand is that sometimes when we come back into our body, sometimes we can have rough landings in. Mm-hmm. And so it could have very well just you been feeling yourself back inside your body from waking up. That possibility. I'm going to give you another possibility because I'm going to let you know there are spirits out there that, you know, they come and they want to do all kinds of things to us. Now, if you're open to that kind of thing, spirits come and they want to have sex with you. They want to do all kinds of stuff with you. But you would really have to call that energy in. You would really have to call that energy in. A lot of times that happens. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm mulling them all over and try to feel it out. But whoever it is needs to send a memo before they come the next time. That wasn't cool. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, here's the beautiful thing. You didn't feel threatened by it. You can just simply say that that's not your wish. See, I don't know why. Sometimes Hollywood puts these thoughts in our minds and we think that spirit is out here. They just don't have shit to do but to fuck with us. That's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing that, you know, and especially not in the times that we're in right now. They're not doing that. Those kind of things really don't happen. They're not really trying to go out of their way because it takes so much energy for them to come down to our level. Now, if you're doing some particular work and things are going on, then that is it. But there's some interesting things that's going on with you at this particular time, and a lot of it has to do with you learning how to believe in yourself. And so sometimes our spirit guides will even come and do things to us that will defy what we believe in our mind, because your spirit guides are trying to help you stretch beyond what you believe or know to be true for yourself, because you've had a lot of things that have not come to pass for you, a lot of failed dreams, a lot of things that haven't happened. So a lot of times spirits will come and they will do things to make you get outside of yourself, to understand that you're greater than who you are. I don't know if you can't hear me or I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? How about now?
I can't. I can't. So, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So,
with my phone or yours? Okay.
No. Did you hear what I said to you?
Yes, I heard exactly what you said, and it makes sense.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you? So that's what I'm getting ultimately, is that these are your spirit guides kind of fucking with you, because you're going to shut down your mind in what you feel capable of doing, because there were certain times that you had a lot of confidence, a lot of self-confidence about what you're capable of doing and how things were going, even when it comes to relationship things, and you've kind of lost faith there. They're trying to get you to say, hey, wake up. This is real. You can do this.
Okay. All right. Because it, like I said, whatever it was, it did seem like it was trying to get my attention. It's just that when it finally got my attention, I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. I didn't smell anything. Like I said, and then I'm like, well, who is, what do you want? and then panic set in. So maybe I just wasn't open to hearing what they had to say. It all happened like...
Yeah. Yeah. And you got the message. You got the message. Because your whole thing is you want to know, was that real or was that all in your mind? So once again, when you can learn that you are limitless in what you can do and what you can manifest and what you can make happen in your life, that possibilities, that all possibilities are open to you.
Mm-hmm.
These kind of things that you cannot take your mind and ration is what makes you get outside of that. Another thing, since we're talking about it, we always talk about wanting to raise our kundalini energy, wanting to raise our consciousness, and wanting to open up all these portals and really open up our third eye and our pineal gland and all of these things. Another way those things get open is through trauma. Most people have their first out-of-body experiences through trauma. Most people, kundalini start to rise through trauma or having the shit scared out of them. So these are activation points, too. We don't need to dismiss them. So this is you trying to get some fire lit back inside of you so you can get back up and start doing the things that you love to do, that you once enjoyed doing.
Okay.
All right.
You got my attention. And thank you for the explanation. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kat. Thank you for calling in. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's go to the next caller calling in from Erica 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. Where you're from.
Yes, this is Happy calling in from Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
The question I had for you was, I wanted to ask you if you could pull a card for me from your Kim deck card and basically just tell me what it is my higher self is trying to communicate to me currently.
You know what, Happy? Just for you, I'm gonna do it this way. I'll pull a Kim deck. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shuffle, and I want you to tell me when to stop, because I'm going to let you pull a card. So you tell me when to stop.
All right. Okay. You can stop now.
Okay. All right. The card I pulled for you is card number 23, which is patience.
Okay.
To have patience.
Mm-hmm.
Does it tell me how it makes sense to you? Tell me, Happy, how it makes sense.
Because really I feel like that I'll be trying to rush my process, I guess you say, instead of actually taking the time out to actually learn and practice. I get on impatient when it's not going as fast as I want it to.
Mm-hmm.
Or if things
yeah.
not coming as fast as I want it to.
Right.
So that's why I said patience makes sense.
Okay, beautiful. I'm glad that you can see that, because that is the message that your higher self is telling you, and it has to do with patience. It really is about you living in the moment of now, but it's also about you learning how to choose your battles. Because right now what you're doing is you're fighting all of these battles. And truth be told, it's not about the battles. It's about the war. You don't necessarily care about the battles. You can't fight everything. And right now you're fighting everything. Everything is resistance to you. You can't live in that place where everything goes up. And if it does go your way, you get irritated. It throws your whole... You throw your whole day off. I'm sorry, guys. We have some real extreme weather going on here at this time, but you can't allow everything to set you off. You can't allow that. Because where do we find patience at? Where do we find patience?
I'm not sure.
You don't know where patience reside? Where do you go and there's patience?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that at?
The hospital. Any,
the hospital. Patients mm-hmm. are in hospital because these are people who are sick.
Mm-hmm.
They're waiting to see the doctor. So this is important for you to recognize why your higher self is telling you, don't become a patient.
Right.
You got to learn how to choose your battles. Stop being in opposition to everything.
Stop what?
And being...
You're breaking.
You.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up for me.
I'm sure I am. I'm the whole in. Just be in opposition of everything. Don't fight everything. Go get everything. And the reason I say
don't fight everything.
That's right. Because you have your life to live. If you're living your life, then what is there to fight? If you're fighting everything and everything in opposition of, then you're on the wrong path. You need to get on a path that you're creating. Not a path that somebody else created for you. And this is not something that can be found in a job. It can't be found in a title. It can't be found in meeting somebody. It can't be found outside of yourself. That's something that you got to find within yourself. And really be able to be in that place of harmony. Stop making everything a battle. Stop trying to saddle up and go to war every 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you got to stop trying to go to war. Stop trying to go to war for something you created. Can't, because the only person you're truly at war with, the only person you're truly battling is yourself. That's who's getting all the wounds, is you.
Mm-hmm.
So live in the moment of now.
You're breaking up.
The difference between being patient and becoming a patient.
I can't hear you.
Just
say it one more time.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to try to say it one more time if you can. You said recognize the difference between being a patient and being impatient.
Being a patient.
There's a difference. We don't need no more patients in the hospital. We don't need no more people waiting for the doctor. And pick your battles. Pick your wars. Pick your battles. Pick them. Don't let everything be that. Find that smile in your own life. Find that place of happiness in your own voice. Because it exists. We can always find what we're looking for.
Right. And, that's how I've been feeling lately. Like, lately I feel like I just been trying to find a place where I can be patient. And be more present and just go with the flow and not try to, resist and hang on and just let go. And that's what I've been
doing. Yeah.
You... Really, my main goal is just not to think too much and just.
That's right. And live.
Just know that. Yeah,
if you're thinking. Here's the thing. If you're thinking, you're not doing. If you're doing, you're not thinking. So anytime you spend so much time thinking about something, you know You ain't doing shit. You ain't doing nothing. You wouldn't have to think about it. You wouldn't have to do all of that thinking. You wouldn't have to be in your head 24 hours, 7 days a week. You know you're doing nothing.
Right. Not to think so much, but mainly I guess what I mainly want to do is to feel, I guess to actually feel myself, what
yeah.
I really feel.
You're doing a lot of work. I can tell you where your energy looks.
You're breaking. How you breaking up? But
you look happy. So I can tell your energy is happy.
Yeah, my energy. Mhm. You said my energy is happy.
Yep, your aura is happy.
Oh, my aura is happy. Okay. Mhm.
Okay. Well, Remix family, we did a lot of work here tonight, a lot of beautiful work here tonight, and it was good. It was good. I hope you're safe on your side of town. I didn't tell you other than I'm going for Sunday. But that is you who are so invested. We'll see what's best tomorrow. Let me just say that. I don't need to say it. In the time, it's the beauty of the sisters and our love and love and support and all that being some times for some good things. Don't get down and download. If you like the show, don't you like it? If you want you to love it, it's out. And, go to Facebook, over to iTunes, don't forget, the person did have iPhone app. I want you to go over there. If you got anything, download the app over there. The brother Mark, who did that as well. Both of them, two amazing brothers who worked on these two projects. And I'm so glad to say that we are now covering all of the markets when it comes to the Android market. So peace and love to you guys. Oh, gosh, I wanted to tell you guys the secret so bad. But we're going to wait. We're going to wait. We're going to wait till Sunday to get the other one. Don't forget, the priestess will be doing their reading soon. And, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm just super hyped. So I don't know what I'll be doing. I guess because I didn't get it out. I guess because I didn't tell y'all the secret tonight, but that's okay. We'll do it. It's not really a secret. It's a prize. It's a beautiful prize with all of the blessings that we got here tonight. So I just want to thank everybody. It's always cool when we come together, Remix family. Thank you guys for tweeting. Danielle is over there tweeting, and I think a couple of other people are over there tweeting. And don't forget to make sure that you you send an email. You're interested in getting a reading for the priestess. Definitely do that. They are super excited, and they are ready to get it cracking, to get it rolling, to get it going. They're going to be having their big graduation coming up here soon, and I'm just so honored to be connected with all of you and everyone here in the Remix family. Everybody here, I want you guys to have an amazing week. I want to say thank you to Esther for giving our international shout out, and as well as all of our international family who's listening here tonight. Lots of beautiful things going on. If you haven't called the Know Your Magic line, I don't know why not. Because you need to. You need to call the Know Your Magic line. You need to do that as well. Call the Know Your Magic line. It's a new goodie that's up there for you. And so that you can hear the so that you can hear the new goodie that's up there on the Know Your Magic line. so you can be in touch. And if you want to get that number, if you go on Facebook and go to the Remix Radio page, you will be able to see it there. Or if you have the iPhone app, then you can just simply go there. It'll take you to the Facebook page, and you can get it from there. So make sure you call. You can also leave a message as well. That's always cool to do. And just much love to all of you there. Much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to all of you out there. And, yeah, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. So peace and love, everyone. See you on Sunday night. See you on Sunday night. Yeah, Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Sunday night. Yeah, Sunday night. Yeah, that's when we'll see you. Sunday night. So peace and love. Have a beautiful one, everybody. I wanted to hear something really quick. Yeah, I think I'm going to play something really quick. If I can find it. Here it is, right here. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit.